I'm Marco Werman with The World. Let's talk soccer for a moment. The next men's World Cup is 2 summers from now in Russia. Before that, though, there's the push for soccer to clean up its act. Last month, the sports governing body, FIFA, tried to turn the page after years of corruption scandals and now criminal investigations. It embarked on a bunch of reforms meant to make the organization more transparent. One of those reforms, to include more women in its decision-making. At least 16% of the new FIFA Council's members must now be women. I asked former professional player and friend of the show, Caitlin Fisher, what she made of that.
It's a good start. It's definitely a huge increase when you look back to 2012 when there was none. So when you look at the progress, that's big. Is 16% enough? No. Yeah. And in many senses of the word, no, it's not enough. When you think that, research has shown that you need kind of a critical mass, a minimum of 30% to have any type of cultural shift and not be seen really as a special interest group. So, you know, the numbers need to be more, but also numbers aren't just enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know what is enough until changes come about and you can actually see what happened. What would you say would be necessary, kind of necessary changes so that you'd say, well, this is a really good start?
So I think there's two main issues that were brought up most at the conference in Zurich just on Monday, the Women's Leadership Conference at FIFA. And the two main issues are looking at the underrepresentation of women in leadership and decision-making positions. So that's really addressing these issues of quotas and how to get more women in, kind of top-down change. And then also the second piece being the under-resourcing in women's football. So really the lack of investment and the distribution of resources within football not going over enough into the women's game. And that's really bottom-up. So how can we look at from the grassroots clubs to federations, all the way up to confederations, how to get more resourcing into the women's game?
Caitlin, what is happening at the grassroots level of soccer? Because you've been there in the U.S. and Brazil. How can changes actually percolate up from the grassroots?
Yeah, I mean, I've been part of an activist group from Brazil with my teammates from Santos. We're really looking at the prejudice and the stigma in the women's game, which has been, you know, entirely based also on a lack of resources. And, you know, starting with doing local workshops and trying to challenge gender norms that have been preventing women from in the game. So little actions like that, but also cultivating a larger ground and connecting with other grassroots projects is critical as well. So really building a foundation of these different movements and voices and coming together and needing more resources there, needing more support, needing more investment in the women's game from the bottom up.
Is it at the grassroots where you kind of have the most hope for the future of women's soccer?
I do, but I also think that we need it from all sides and that we need, you know, we need different voices come in. I think that female players and those from within the women's game, you know, it was kind of disappointing actually that the new president, Gianni Infantino, who was just elected and he was at the conference and, you know, kind of listed women's football on the list of things that problems that need to be addressed. And, you know, within this long list of things within football, as opposed to really seeing this women's football as a potential part of the solution, if not the key part of the solution.
So you really want to see kind of a whole new approach in leadership to world soccer, it sounds like, Caitlin. And you have emerged as a leader in soccer, and you were at this leadership conference in Zurich. Could you imagine being on FIFA's executive council?
That's a tough question. At this stage, no. At this stage, no. I think that, you know, mobilizing my peers and former teammates and others and rallying together with a lot of them more at the grassroots level, but being able to kind of translate and talk and connect with institutional spaces and those in positions of leadership is where I feel most comfortable and hopefully effective.
Is that kind of your personal view of the way forward, or do you think just like being on FIFA is a lot of baggage right now?
I think both. I think it's a lot of baggage. I think I also, I guess it just depends on how things start to shape, and I don't know where I see myself.
Caitlin Fisher, a former professional soccer player, thanks so much for your time. Always great to speak with you.
Thank you.
You can read more from Caitlin on improving world soccer and including more women in FIFA. That's at PRI.org.